We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
David in Woodcliff Lake. What's up, David?
Hey, Mikey. How are you, man?
Good. What's up?
Two questions for you. First, I've always wanted to ask you, what are your top five favorite sports movies ever?
Favorite sports movies?
Movie.
In terms of authentic or just enjoyable?
Just enjoyable. I mean, you know, your Hoosiers, your, you know, The Natural.
Yeah. I think just to watch it, I'd have to say Rudy.
I would say
that was first. Hoosiers was really well done. I mean, really well done. The Natural's corny as heck, but I thought it was good. I mean, as far as it being entertaining, it's entertaining. It's silly, but it's entertaining. Raging Bull's a nasty movie, but it's really well done. There's an old boxing movie I loved as a kid, and of the movies, that would be my favorite movie. And it's a movie called Body and Soul with John Garfield about the ugliness of the boxing game. He plays a middleweight named Charlie Davis. And really, it just gets into the really seamy side of boxing. And John Garfield and Lily Palmer was the female lead. Movie made in probably 1938 or 39, something like that. But one of my all-time favorite movies. I like John Garfield anyway. I'm a big John Garfield guy. But that movie that's an all-time movie of mine. So even better than just a sports movie. That's just a terrific movie. Forget if it's a sport movie or not. So that's in a different league because it's an all-time great movie. But it happens to be a boxing movie. There's some really good boxing movies, as a matter of fact, because boxing's a really good sport for movies. It plays really well, as you know, obviously, from The Rocky, you know, where they made two good ones, a third one you could live with, and then unfortunately, they continued along and made four and five. And you know, I'm going to get into an argument with my guys again because they like four. And four is one of the worst movies ever made with Ivan Drago and that speech at the end, which makes me cringe every time I see it. So, I mean, that movie, if you'll do it and I'll do it and we do it. And then, I mean, just.
If you can change, Mike, then we can change.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, oh my God, how bad was that movie? And then the next one when he's like, it comes out like he's an angel, right? Isn't he like, it comes off the ground. He's fighting Tommy Morrison in the street. And
you know, Mickey comes
to
him.
Mickey
like
comes back
sort of
to him,
angel.
Right, absolutely.
I'll give you that one, being bad.
Yeah, five was bad.
Four is a film classic, let me tell you.
Four is the top five, for sure.
Four with Ivan Drago and the girl he was dating, the big girl. What was her name in real life? The tall girl, this model. He was dating her at the time. He gave it a lead. I can't remember her name.
She ended up doing that show with
Flavor
Flav.
She was with Gastineau, too, right? You know who I'm talking about. I can't remember her name right now. Boy, that's not terrible.
Bridget Nielsen.
That's it. Bridget Nielsen. That's it, yes. And she was just a wonderful actress. Just a terrible. That movie is so bad. It's not that bad. It's not terrible. First of all, in three, they're into showing you what Rocky looks like. And in three, they're also, you know, doing the scenes where he's running with Creed in the water like they're away somewhere on a weekend. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then you got him in the car driving everywhere, you know. So that movie's about how Rocky looks, of course, how Stallone looks. And that's also these 10-minute you know, music things in there. Now, I understand there's some good Eye of the Tiger music in there that people like, and I understand that, but there's
tremendous
also...
tremendous soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a very good soundtrack.
And the montages are fantastic.
Listen, that movie's acceptable, because Clubber Lang was good.
He was excellent. Yeah.
He was good. He played a great villain. He really did. And, you know, to live through that movie without Mick is okay. And, you know, Adrian still cared at that point. She hadn't, like, mailed it in yet to where she couldn't stand being in the movies anymore. She hadn't mailed it in yet, Talia Shire. So she hasn't to that point. When you realize she's in two of the great trilogy, you know, things of all time. She's in the Godfather movies, and she's in the Rocky movies, which is amazing when you think about it. But she went from great to hideous in both movies. As Godfather 1 went to 2, which was brilliant, as good as 1, almost as good as 1. Let's say 1's a 10 and 2's a 9, and 3's a minus 35.
I think they're bringing Drago back for the next Creed movie.
I did read that, yeah.
He's going to avenge his father's death or something.
Oh, it says, what, Drago's 110 now? Are they going to bring him back? I mean, how about when they brought Rocky back to fight the guy recently? The guy in the made-up movie. It's like the boxing thing. Like it was the computer thing. You know, they brought
it
back.
Yeah, the video game.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but yeah.
Yeah, that's even after Tommy Morrison.
Yeah, that was the movie called Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, he came back and did that one, too. That was terrible also. Yeah. That was terrible.
Not great.
Yeah, no, terrible.
That was the last. Adrian passed away in the most recent one.
Right, that one. And he fights the guy and then has the fight with him in Vegas, which was supposed to be an exhibition, but, they cheer him and everything. Oh, it's terrible. Absolutely terrible. But you got two good ones, because 2 was good. 2 was really well done. You know, win, Rocky, win was good. Yeah, I mean, that was good with the baby, the whole thing. I was Burgess Meredith in the chapel. That was good. 3, you could live with. 4, oh.
I'm going to watch it tonight now.
Watch 1 or
after
2.
The Ranger.
Don't even turn on 4. I mean, 4, really. 4 could be used as torture. That's how bad it is.
There's a lot of great stuff in that. Paulie's really funny in that one. There's a lot of
Russia
good stuff.
In the snow. Yeah.
Paulie
gets chopping down trees.
Paulie's getting weirder.
The Silent Majority, Big Mouth. Yeah. Some great stuff.
Ended the Cold War.
Oh, please. That's just so bad. I mean, just it gives bad a bad name, that movie. It's so bad. But you did get a couple of good ones out of there. So Golf's made a couple of decent. I mean, Golf's made some really bad movies. But I like golf movies for some reason. Like The Greatest Game Ever Played. Was ridiculous, but it wasn't. You could watch it. Bag of Vance was a terrible movie, but for some reason you can watch it. Tin Cup was a decent movie. It wasn't great. It was decent. It was okay. Had some good scenes in it, but it was okay. It wasn't great. But there's some good sports movies. There's some decent.
I love Miracle. I know people think I'm a hockey guy, but Miracle's good.
You know what? Kurt Russell's good in that movie. He really is. Miracle's a good movie. It's done well. It's done seriously. Miracle's okay. Again, that's the best part of that movie. Again.
The great part.
Yes, absolutely. Again, who do you play for? I mean, that's good, that movie. That movie's actually, first of all, Kurt Russell's really good, number one. And that's a guy who's a kid actor, made it all the way up. I'll tell you a bad movie. When he plays that high school guy and they do the high school game over again with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
That's a terrible movie.
That's not a good one.
I don't know what the name of it is. That's a dreadful movie,
Yeah, he's the quarterback, and Robin Williams dropped the big pass.
And he comes
in the
back
game
with the white shoes on. Oh, yeah. God, that movie's terrible. But Kurt Russell's good. Miracle's good. That scene, again, it was unbelievable. It really was. Very well done. People don't know what we're talking about. You got to see that. When he has them out there, and he makes them skate the lines. Who do you play for? University of Minnesota.
That was after they played a game, too.
Yes. Who do you play for? University of Minnesota. University of Vermont. University of Wisconsin. Who do you play for? USA. That was it. That was great. That was well done. Very well done. It was supposed to be Ruzioni who came up with it, but we don't know if that's true. But and at the end, they say Herb Brooks didn't see it, but he lived it. So that was good. That was well done. I have to admit, that movie was pretty good. I give you that one.
I actually think he died during the filming.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yeah, actually did. I mean, that was that wasn't bad. And I'm probably missing a couple. Raging Bull was good. It was a different movie, but it was well done. There's a couple of good boxing movies. The Harder They Fall was good with Toro Moreno. I mean, that just tells you a lot about boxing if you've ever seen that with Humphrey Bogart. Toro Moreno is the boxer in that movie. All right, that's enough on the films for today. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.